June 26, 2022. 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year C. Today's readings all talk about discipleship. In our first reading from the first book of Kings 19:16b, 19-21, we heard of the call of Elisha to become the disciple of Elijah and his successor. Saint Paul in his letter to the Galatians, our second reading, tells us that Christ has set us free, and we are his own and his disciples, so we should stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery by living by the Spirit so as not gratify the desire of the flesh. In the Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. Luke 9:51-62, we hear the story of Jesus calling someone to follow him and of others who willingly asked to follow him. So since our readings today talk about discipleship, who is a disciple? A disciple is a follower or student of a teacher, leader, or philosopher. A disciple is one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines of another. Hence, a disciple of Christ is a person who follows Christ, accepts his teachings and doctrines and assists in spreading his gospel in the world. Are you a disciple of Christ? Do you really follow Christ? Have you accepted his teachings and doctrines? Are you assisting in the spread of his gospel in the world today? What does it entail to be a true disciple of Christ as shown and as taught us by today's readings? My dear friends, in order to become true disciples of Christ, we must detach ourselves from the world. This means we have disconnect or separate ourselves from the world and earthly attachments. Detachment from the world and earthly things helps us to hunger more for Christ, by searching for him, encountering him, and getting to know Christ and have him be the center of our lives. We have to be dedicated to God by being committed in our relationship with him by being selfless in everything we do. We have to learn how to sacrifice our time, energy, and lives for the greater glory of God and for spread of the gospel of Christ in the world today. My dear brothers and sisters, as we are reminded by today's readings to become better disciples of Christ, let us do so by following Christ, accepting his teachings and doctrines of the church and by assisting in spreading the gospel of Christ in our world today by detaching ourselves from earth things and attachments, by totally dedicating our lives to God and by willingly sacrificing our time, energy, and lives for the greater glory of God and for spread of the gospel of Christ in the world today. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.